Well, thank you for welcoming me back. It's such a pleasure to come back. I feel more and more like I'm part of this Unitarian Universalist gathering, this congregation. It's really nice, and I love to see your faces come back and hear the sharings. Thank you for including me. So I want to give a different kind of talk today than usual. I want to give a talk that's poetic and artistic rather than analytical. So what I want to talk about is how we paint a wash of gratitude in our lives, a wash that infuses every aspect of our lives. And since we have a Thanksgiving holiday coming up, it's a great time to think about gratitude and how we can make that a more pervasive wash. So you want to take off your lab coat now, your analytical, and maybe you want to put on your beret and your painting jacket, or maybe your Bob Ross wig, you know, the guy who does the PBS paintings. So that's the way we want to approach this. Less analytical, more poetic. So I want to share a slide with you. Let's see if I find it. Here we go. Okay. So everyone can see that, I hope. So these are examples of a watercolor wash. So a wash is what an artist might use to set a tone or a feeling for a painting. And they can be strong washes like these examples, or they can be very subtle and just in the background, just creating a kind of an experience that we may not even be aware of. And just like in art, they use washes, a wash is in us as well. We could think of it as the underlying color of our experience. So we may have a wash of anxiety in our life, or maybe a wash of anger, maybe innocence or impatience, peacefulness. We all have these washes. And there's nothing wrong with us for having them. They most likely were formed very early in our lives in response to some situations that happened. And so we learn to create a kind of a wash over everything. So let's take a moment to close our eyes and see if we might touch the wash that might be in us right now. So please close your eyes. And feel if there is a sensation in your body, maybe a tingling, maybe an antsiness, could be a sense of dis-ease, it could be a settled peacefulness. See if you can touch what's happening in your body. What is your wash right now? You may not be able to label it, and that's okay. Just feel that something is there coloring your perceptions, coloring your actions. Okay, thank you for doing that. Maybe you touched into something there. Maybe you felt, oh, I've got a wash of uncertainty, or maybe I'm impatient. Maybe I want this guy to get talking faster, get on with it. Who knows? It's okay to have those. We all have them. But it's really nice to get to know what your washes are. So gratitude is one sort of wash that we can have. And it's a very helpful wash. It gives us this beautiful way to meet life. When we meet life with gratitude, we feel connected. We feel alive. We feel treasured, but we might also feel a bit vulnerable. Another thing that that gratitude wash can give to us is a sense of generosity. And I'm going to talk a little more about that later. But it's a really lovely thing to begin to foster this wash in our lives. So let's again close our eyes and come back to imagining we had a wash of gratitude over our lives, something like those watercolor washes we just saw. So imagine if you had this wash of gratitude, this experience of gratitude, what color would it be? Would it be dense and thick, or would it be light and airy? Would it have a texture of some sort? What size would your gratitude wash be? Yeah, thanks for considering that. Maybe as I go a little further in the talk, you might be able to get a clearer image of what your gratitude wash might look like or feel like in your body. So I want to talk about what are the elements of a gratitude wash, and I want to really dive into this metaphor of painting, because I think that we can really think about this as a wash we paint on our perception and on our action. So let's turn to the actual artist. What did they do? I want to talk about three elements we can use to paint our wash. There's the element of the paper that we use, the element of the brush that we choose, and the element of the color that we choose. So let me talk about each one of those in turn here. So when we think about the paper that we would use for our wash, that is our mind. Just like the paper is the field on which a wash is painted, our mind is the field on which gratitude can be painted. So there's two qualities I'd like to talk about in our mind that we might foster as the paper that receives our wash. The first one would be the quality of stillness. You know, if we have a still mind, we can be present for things as they are. If our mind isn't still, life's momentum will just move us from thing to thing to thing. We won't ever have a chance to become artists of our own lives, artists of our own perception, of our own experience of the world. We'll just keep doing the things we used to do because our mind isn't still enough. So fostering a still mind is really important. And we do that by slowing down, like we're doing today when we gather, the meditations that we did, the beautiful music and images, those all helped us still our mind so that our paper is there, available to take the wash. You know, I know that all of us struggle in some degree or other with just the momentum of our lives prevents us from getting still. I've got a little dog, Penny. She's a retired service dog, so she's very tuned in to my emotions. And she is always available, offering herself to me, always. But if I'm not still, I can't see her. I miss her eager face looking at me, just waiting for my connection with her. But if my mind is still, there she is. I can receive her. And I think we're all like this. You know, it's such a theme of our modern lives that we're just too busy to be still and see what's there. So that's one quality of the paper of our mind that we might want to foster so we can have this gratitude wash. Another quality would be to have a receptive mind. So a receptive mind is one that is willing to see what is present. It's willing to actually allow it to come in. It's not enough just to be still. We have to be still with an open heart. So when we're still in that way, we know what is nourishing in our environment, and we welcome that in. We know that seeing each other's faces is very nourishing, and so we welcome that in. We've stilled ourselves enough, and now we are receptive to each other. And the opposite also applies. We know what's not helpful to our minds, and so we know when we have to limit our receptivity. For myself, you know, I really love to read the New York Times, but I'm finding that I just simply cannot every day go into the details of what's going on. it's overwhelming to me. I have to check in and know what's happening, but not to the depth that I've been doing it. So I know that I have to limit my receptivity sometimes. So when we have this still open piece of paper, which is our mind, it naturally starts to become filled with this wash of gratitude. It just happens. So we're already well on the path. So let's talk about the next element then, if we're on this path already. The next element will be the brush that we use. So in order to, a brush has to absorb and distribute the color on the paper. That's its role, right? It gets the color and it distributes it, so it makes the wash. And we have to choose our brush wisely, because not every brush will work. So if I try and use a toothbrush to make my wash, it's not going to work so great. Or if I try to use a toilet brush to make my wash, that's not going to work so well. I have to actually choose the right kind of a brush to use. So our brush is our skillfulness, knowing what works to create our wash of gratitude and what doesn't work to create our wash of gratitude. So the brush that I'd really like to talk about that's most important in my experience for creating this gratitude wash is the giving brush. In order to receive, we must give. These are like two sides of a single hand. Giving and receiving, they go together. So we pick up our giving brush in order to learn how to be grateful as we receive. I like to think of like life as a circle. Giving and receiving are always working together. I receive, and so I give. I give, and so I receive. They have to work together. That's the role of the giving brush. So giving is what opens the space in our lives for us to receive something. Imagine if we focused only on receiving all the time. There'd be no room in us to be generous. There'd be no room in us to have gratefulness for what we receive. So they have to work together. I learned this so well from my two grandmothers. As my two grandmothers aged, one of them did a very good job of letting go of her need to still do what she always did in her life, and she turned over to us the ability to take care of her. So she was able to give us that authority to help her and to receive our care, and it was such a gift for us to do that. It was really a joy for me to be able to care for her. I really saw the hand of giving and receiving, just two sides of the same thing. But another grandmother that I had was not so good at this, and she couldn't receive our help until she, at 94 years old, fell off a ladder while taking off her storm windows. Now, 94 years old, she had no business being on a ladder, but she didn't know how to receive. And as a result, she also had a really hard time giving. So this is the giving brush that helps us learn how to be grateful. It's a counterintuitive thing, but we can do it. So let's talk about the third element, and that's the color. So we've got the paper, our mind, which is open and receptive and still. We've got the brush of giving, which is our skillful use to get the color onto the paper of our mind. But what color do we choose? Well, I'd like to suggest that the right color, the correct color for you, is the color of your particular personality and circumstances. Everybody here will have a different color that they use to paint their wash. So remember back a few minutes ago when I asked you to visualize your wash of gratitude. Did a particular color come to mind for you? Yeah? So hold that color in your mind and let that live for you, what that gratitude color might be. That's the color of your life. And everyone's color is different because we've received different colors in our lives. We each have received different gifts, and so it colors us differently. And we've each chosen which color to allow into our life. So we have a different experience. So there's no right color to use. You get to choose the one that presents itself right there. So as we receive people's gifts, and we're grateful for them, their color begins to influence our color. So this group has particular colors that they're always giving to us. And that starts to become the color of our wash. You know, we're not separate. We're painting each other's washes too. And that's a really lovely thing. So our color is the color that we receive. This gratitude transaction that I'd like to talk about, it's different from a business transaction. A business transaction says, I will give you something and I will expect something of equal value back from you. And then we'll make a business transaction. That's an important kind of a transaction. But a gratitude transaction is different. A gratitude transaction is that balance between giving and receiving. We're giving to others, and at the same time, we're receiving back from them. It's this transaction going around and around. And as we receive in this transaction, we're not worried about value that we're receiving. We're just receiving with joy and awe and wonder and saying, oh my gosh, it's so wonderful to see you today. Your presence lightens me up so much. That's the giving and receiving transaction. It's so different from a business transaction. So there's a part of our wash that's a little bit hidden that I do want to mention. Part of our wash in having gratitude is the recognition that we need each other. We are vulnerable. We can't do it all ourselves. And that's why we're open to receiving. That's why we have gratitude in our lives, because we need each other to give to each other. That can be a little bit frightening. We have this idea in our culture that we are like the Marlboro Man, you know, the lone cowboy, doesn't need anybody. I'm self-made. I did this all myself. I don't need you. That's a really limiting color for your wash. So there's a vulnerability to our color. You know, there's a vulnerability and a poignancy that says, yes, I receive you because I need you. I'm grateful to you because you're here supporting me. That's not so much in the business transaction, but that's definitely in the gratitude transaction. So let's think about our colors a little bit more deeply. I'd like to invite us to do a bit of an exercise. So again, maybe wanting to close your eyes and coming back to yourself for a moment. I'd like you to invite someone in your mind to come in front of you, someone that you think of as lovely, someone you think of as a bright light in your life and in the world, someone you'd be happy to receive from and to offer your gratitude to. What color is their wash? What is the color of their wash? Would you like to receive some of that color for your own wash? And if so, please take that in. Take that color into your own. Allow that to be part of your wash of gratitude. And now, bring before your mind's eye someone you find challenging. Someone who might not be so skillful in the world. It might cause you or others pain. What is the color of their wash? Do you welcome that wash into your own? Or maybe do you decline the invitation? So now finally bring yourself before your mind's eye. Bring your wash of gratitude clearly in your mind. What color would you like to spread in the world? What color would you like to share with others? What color will you use to heal the suffering that you see? So when we share our colors like this, we learn that ultimately my color is our color. We exist in an interdependent web of giving and receiving. We're sharing this wash with everyone we encounter. We're receiving their wash and we're offering our own. And this is the practice of gratitude, willingly interacting with others with wonder and awe, and saying, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. So this is my analogy I wanted to share today about painting a grateful life. I'm just going to review it a little bit. You know, each moment we have the chance to begin a new painting of gratitude, create a new wash. We choose the right paper by making our mind still and receptive. We choose the right brush so we can skillfully receive and give. And then we choose the color that chooses us, the color of our life, the color of those around us, the colors that we choose to let in, or the colors we decline the invitation of letting in. We make life beautiful by gratefully accepting the best of what's offered and then giving that wash freely to others.